I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to see everyone today. I want to first thank anyone and everyone that was involved in getting the school year off to a great start. Heard lots of positive things in regards to how school started, and little bumps and bruises along the way have all been ironed out. And I want to thank everyone, all departments, any of the staff, for getting the school year off to a good start. I wanted to share with the board your committee assignments again, just in case you don't have those. So I'll pass them along. What I did do was highlight the chairperson of each committee. I took our more tenured board members and put them on as committee heads. I apologize, a couple of you are on too. If any of it is a problem, just let me know and I can change that. And what I'm going to ask is that you reach out to Pat or the other administrators that are involved and see what is needed. There won't always, some committees will meet, will have to meet more often than others, okay? But that'll be up to the committee chair and the administration. And if you could all report back to the board on or before our January meeting. So if you should meet in October and you want to report, just let Heather know and she can put it on the agenda.
Do you have one more copy of that?
Oh. I have just mine that I wrote on.
I emailed you a copy.
Okay.
You can have mine when I'm finished. I just wrote a couple of notes on it. On or before January 2023. So I'll leave that up to you. Any questions?
Sounds good.
Anybody? You want us to meet before January? Is that what you're saying?
I'd like you to at least meet once.
Okay.
If you need to, it could be a telephone call, however you want to work it. Just let Pat know, Carrie.
Okay.
And then if you could report to the entire board in regards to it. All right. Those were all the comments that I had, Mr. B.
All right.
Oh, are there any other board member comments? I'm sorry.
There's one thing I think we need to start to look at sooner than later with regards to the board. With resignations from the board and the changes in terms, it's very lopsided when it comes to election time. Like there's some years we've got maybe four seats up, and other years we may have two seats up. And I think it's in the best interest of the district if we can look to standardize that. I don't know what we can do about that. Maybe you can speak to the district attorney at some point.
Yeah, there are some specific rules that we're going to need to follow. What ended up happening is, you're well aware, when the district went from a five-year term to a three-year term, it really skewed board members' tenure on the board, which has created the problem Frank's speaking to. So in order to do that, we would need to certainly involve another public vote to change some of the terms, length of terms on the board, which would enable us to spread that out over time. So we're losing maybe two people potentially each year rather than four at a time or five at a time, which is what's happening now. There's a process to go through. Mm-hmm. I'll get that codified and get it to everybody so folks are aware.
Perhaps we could do it at the next vote.
Yeah.
Is that good? Thank you, Frank. You're right. We've talked about that. We've talked about it a few times. I just don't think we've taken any action on it. Okay. Mr. D.
Okay. Again, just to echo what Roxanne just said, the teachers and kids have really done a nice job getting settled back in for the start of the school year. We did have a few bumps in the beginning, which is typically to be expected, but we got over them pretty quickly, and folks are settled right in, doing a great job already. Our athletic contests have kicked off. Our kids and our coaches are doing a great job, working hard. Some teams have had a little bit more success than others, but it's really about the kids having these opportunities, which we're now able to provide, that we might not have been able to otherwise. So it's good to see our kids back out on the fields. to reiterate what Roxanne also said, the committees, now that we've got our staff back, I've had conversations with Mr. Bennett. We're getting ready to do a technology meeting. We've got audit and finance up and running. Buildings and grounds is forthcoming. We are working on scheduling an athletics committee meeting. We've got a few topics that we do need to discuss. Health and safety, we've spoken with Mr. Ott, who is in charge of our cafeteria. We're getting set up to kick off another one of those meetings as well. So we're going to have quite a bit of stuff rolling forward here now that hopefully we've got some sense of normalcy back to the school years and we've got our staff back. So look forward to getting that work done. Let's see, just to bring folks up to speed, the back fields up at the elementary school look great. If you haven't been up there, at some point, take a ride up, check out the new road that heads out back, the parking spots for handicapped folks, the new placement of the porta potty. We're still waiting on our fencing up there, but everything else has been completed. It looks super. The boilers are here. The old boilers have been removed from the elementary building. Big thank you goes out to Louie, who helped us out with shared services with the town, brought those old boilers back for scrap, and collected a nice check for a little over $2,000 in scrap from those boilers. So thanks for that, Louie. Our open houses are coming up next week on Wednesday and Thursday. We have elementary school on Wednesday from 6 till 7, high school 5:30 to 7. So in addition to those open houses, we're going to have a group of community agencies that will be available to our folks, our parents that are here, to see what's available for help and support in the region. In addition, unfortunately, he's not here this week, or this month rather, but Louie Pratt is going to be serving as our student council rep to the board. Mr. Burgess and I have spoken with Louie. Louie's excited about coming in to talk to the board each month about what's happening with student council, what's happening in the district, and how we can be of support to them. So Louie's off at yet another national conference right now. He's kid's doing great things, not only for our community, but also for SAD. So he's really doing some cool stuff. So we're super proud of what Louie's doing. On October 25th, I have been in conversation with the folks that are running the power project, the power line from Canada down to New York City. They'll be here on campus on the 25th from 6 until 8 o'clock. To be able to answer community questions, give a presentation about what this is, how it works, how it's going to impact our community. So hopefully we'll have a good turnout for that. We're going to be helping them out with some PR to make sure folks are aware that this is happening here, to get folks out and hear about what's actually happening, what's going on. So that is what I have.
Okay. Board and staff reports.
Let's see. Where am I here? Treasurer's reports. Okay. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the reports as presented. Lori, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Nope, I don't think so.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve the treasurer's report as presented?
A motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right. Board minutes. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of the August 15 meeting.
Do we have a motion to approve the board minutes?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Dr. Newell, thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
CSE, CPSE minutes. You have in your packets a great many notes from, I think, close to 20 meetings that Mr. Montville held. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve those minutes.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Barber, any discussion? Thank you, Mr. Mountville. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We have an additional stipend that we will need to pay this year. We have one teacher, Mr. Graney, who teaches technology. He will be teaching an extra class this year as a result of the schedule and needing to get all of the kids into the different classes that he's offering. So I would like to recommend approval of that stipend.
Do we have a motion to approve the stipend?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second,
Mr. Barber. Any discussion?
Is that amount in line with what the contract states?
Yes, it's contractual. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We have one correction to appointment from the last board meeting. At the last board meeting, we appointed Christine Stark as the district cook. However, we need to change that name from district cook to cook manager to better align with the CSEA requirements. So no change in salary, no change in stipend, just a change in terminology for her position.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt, I think. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Appointments.
Does anyone have concern with doing these as a group?
Go ahead.
No. All right. I would like to recommend Carrie LeClaire, the position of elementary teacher in grade 5. I'd like to recommend the appointment of Kimberly Marviglio as a substitute teacher's aide. Leah Zakaruski, I think I have that correct, as a substitute teacher or teachers and bus aide. Kathy McCoy as a substitute teacher's bus aide. Courtney Brown as a substitute teacher bus aide. Kaylee Kelly to the position of cleaner. Sonia Ingalls to the position of ski club advisor. Darren Eggleston to the position of strength and conditioning coach. That's retroactive this past summer. We did not appoint him at the end of last year. Cy Loomis to the position of volunteer assistant varsity football coach. And I'd also like to recommend the following individuals as district instructional chairpersons per the WTA contract. Pam Petorti, Amanda Heckman, Karen Paddock, and Amy Durkee at the elementary school. And at the high school, I would like to, no, high school is not here, I'm sorry. And I'd also like to recommend the Whitehall Central School District appoint the following individuals to Battle of the Books. I'm really excited that we're participating in this again this year. Alex Gibson, Megan Gibo, and Karen Northrop. We also have a group of individuals who will be serving as mentors for this year to our new staff. I'd like to recommend the board approve Pam Petorti, Rachel Waters, Karen Paddock, Heather Gordon, Sandy Lavin, Amy Durkee, Shea Whiting, and Chris Fowler at the elementary school. And at the high school, John Itu, Liz Lang, Heather Ernenwine, and Nicole Hughes.
A lot of appointments.
It is.
Okay.
Isn't that retroactive to summer of 2021, not 22? You got for Darren?
That was 22.
No, this past summer.
This past summer.
Okay.
Do we have a motion to
approve? So moved.
Approve? Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. LaChapelle. Any other questions? No, it wasn't you, Mr. LaChapelle.
No, that's fine.
It was Mr. Barber, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It works.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We have a few resignations. Cassie Roberts has resigned from the position of special education teacher effective August 23rd. We wish her well in her new position. Abby Novak has resigned from the position of elementary teacher effective August 31st. And Heather Petty from the position of cleaner effective September 16.
Do we have a motion to approve those resignations?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second,
Mr. Pratt. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We have a couple of leaves of absence that have been requested. Danielle Palmer has requested a leave from her position as teacher's aide effective October 1st through the end of the school year for personal reasons. And also a maternity leave of absence has been requested by Mrs. Carrie LeClaire from her position as an elementary teacher effective on or around May 1st until on or around June 12th.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Dr. Newell. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, it's great to see that we're back to some normalcy here. We've got a building use request from Greta Hochsprung. She's on the ball asking for some space here at the school for her dance studio coming up in May and June of 23.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Yeah.
Mrs. Norton, and second by Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right. We also have the need for a transportation contract. We are looking to contract with Durham Transportation to transport students between Whitehall Central School and their homes for September 19, 2022 for approximately 30 calendar days pending the emergency contract. We're also looking for approval for our Board of Education to allow the Fort Ann Central School District to piggyback on our transportation contract with Durham. This will result in the savings for both school districts.
Do we have a motion to approve that contract?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Dr. Newell. Any discussion?
I have a question on the cost savings between the two districts. Are we sharing in the cost for the
We
books?
Are. Okay. Yeah, we're sharing the cost for the services. We have two students who are being transferred or transported. And I believe Fort Ann has
one.
So we're going to share those costs between the school districts on our WADA basis.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Lastly, we have some disposals. We've got a group of old textbooks that include free samples of textbook companies, incomplete sets of faculty textbooks. They have no value as they're incomplete sets, so we would like to have approval to dispose of those texts.
Do we have a motion to approve the disposals?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Any other items of information?
That is what I have for
okay.
right now.
Do we have any visitors' comments? Congratulations, ladies, on your appointment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley and Mr. Pratt, I believe. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.